Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gonzalo, a first Six Nations outing against England. How did you rate it overall?
Yeah, it's hard because, of course, we, as coaches, any game that when we don't win, we are never satisfied. And it was also our first performance, our first game. So we have to be super careful in how hard we are in the analysis and the things that didn't work the way we wanted. Overall, after the game, I was so frustrated because, maybe as you, we felt that it was going to be really tough to beat England on Saturday, but we could do better and make things a bit tougher for them to leave Rome with a victory, even if they played the game they needed to play and they did what was needed to be made to win. But I rated overall like a good performance to be a first performance. We worked as much in our rugby than in our character, in our identity, in our culture, in the team we want to be. I think there's a lot of work on that side and on the belief of this team. It's true that maybe we are less good in a lot of positions than other teams, but I think sometimes there's a lack of belief and that is tough. It's tough to win it. When things go a bit complicated, you think that you won't have your chance. So we are working on that. And on that side, I think the fact that we almost took a try in the last 2 or 3 minutes and we didn't get it, but and we finished scoring us the last try, and that gave me a lot of hope. And with the ball, the little ball we have, we could start showing what we want to do. But well, now we have to improve a lot for the next game. But overall, just if this game was the 10th, 12th, 20th game in a row, I would be really worried. But if it's for a first performance, I rank it like a good performance.
Before we move on to talking about Ireland, a last one. Leading at halftime, if you had to change one thing or the way you spoke or anything you could do, what would you have done differently?
There's not a lot. I thought that what was coming from the team was I was going to need to calm them down, because I imagine, without knowing the group yet in a game situation, that after leading 17-8, being still in front on the score against England, with an opportunity of maybe beating them for the first time in history, maybe everyone was going to be overexcited, having a lot of adrenaline in the dressing room, and I was going to be needing to calm them and to give them some focus on the process and what we needed to do the second half. And at the end of the day, they were super calm, and I was happy at the moment. But then I realized that they were too calm, and maybe I don't know how much they thought that they could win that game, and maybe they needed something to another kind of speech. But well, I think we went through what we needed to do, and I think there was not much we can change at halftime, because the beginning of the second half was especially England that really, really took control of the game. They put us into our half, and we really struggled to exit, and they were more precise than us. They were more clinical than us, and they just gave us nothing to feed ourselves. And when you get the ball out of the Italian hands, is a tough thing. And without the ball, it was super difficult in second half. And with the little pieces that we had, we showed that we could put some danger. So there's not, I don't have regrets on that side. I think the bench, the way we use the bench was the best way we could use it. And it, the impact we had was the best impact we can have. I think it's not the halftime, it's more the work on the backstage that we need to keep on doing to become more solid and to believe a bit more in ourselves and the capacity of playing a game until the last minute with the thinking and believing that we can win it.
Moving on to Ireland, a team you've great memories against in 1999, 23 points. But this team, a very different Ireland. How do you stop them on Sunday?
If someone knows, please email me. No, you can,
you'll be flooded with emails, but they won't be true.
Yeah. I think not an honest coach in the world can have a real answer to such a performant team. So honestly, we watch them. We try to sum up a bit the differences between the English style of strategy. I think what we showed is mainly the kind of kicking game they have that is different. The Ireland try to keep the ball in the pitch with long kicks, or they go for lineouts, but they don't do a lot of contestable. That is what England do a lot. So we work on that, and then of course it's a team that everyone talks about their attack because they have a fantastic attack and they are their capacity of doing long phases, finding momentum and not losing shape, not losing the ball and putting under pressure and finding breaks from lineouts, from scrums, from the open play. They are absolutely incredible, but they are even stronger in defense. I think what they do in around the racks, the capacity of putting a huge amount of pressure in every ruck, in every situation in the breakdown, makes every ball complicated. And what they do absolutely amazingly well in attack, on those rucks, they turn it into a hell in defense. To be fair, it's not only completely legal in my eyes, but they do it so well that it's tough to see. And They win those seconds that help the defense. So they are really good also in defense, or more in defense, even more impressive for me in defense than in attack. And we know how tough they are and how good they are in attack. So we focus in ourselves on the way we want to defend to make sure that we don't give them the space they need to play the rugby. We work on that clearly. It was only 1 week, but we focus in a couple of things that can make us put some pressure on them and not let them just flow on their attack. And we work on a lot in our breakdown and on the origin of our balls to have more balls than what we had against England, because our possession was really low. And we're in a Zoom. Sorry. That started. Okay, the Irish guys from the hotel trying to distract us when we work. we prepared to try to do better what we did last week also with the ball, to have more ball and to use it better. So that was the focus. We didn't talk a lot about how to stop Ireland. It's more about what we can do better on this game to be on the game as much as we can.
Last year in Rome, actually, Italy off scrum attack caused plenty of problems, you know, off first phase. This year, is that the same type of tactic you would use? The likes of, you know, Thomas Munichello, who looks like the real deal. He's only 21, and Brex. Is that sort of your plan to get these boys in space if you can?
No, to be honest, we had a plan from scrums, and especially that first scrum where Tommy went straight on Ford was an option that we talked about, but we had another kind of move planned there where the space was maybe wider, where England leaves the space, and we thought that we had the skills to use that space. And the plan B was to carry hard and use the power of Tommy around the 10 zone and try to win some advantage line and create some momentum from there. But no, the idea is to to have good balls from our set piece and to try to use. I really like strike moves, set piece, first phase moves, or two or three sequence moves, where to find some space and create some surprise in the defense and win some momentum from there. So last week we prepared so much stuff that we didn't see. Some of them worked. The first couple of things worked really well. The first one, the first move with a change of direction was absolutely open, and is only their penalty on the offside that stopped the opportunity of something bigger. But we're gonna keep on that identity of trying to attack with other. All the options from scrums and lineouts. Of course, using the power of Tommy will be one of them, because when you have that kind of weapons, you have to use it. But we will also use it as a fake one to put defenders around him and create some space in other spots.
Last two from me quickly. Ange Capuzzo back in. Such a danger man. And I know you have your injuries, but he can add so much to this team, can't he?
Yeah, and he's back from his illness, and it's true that he didn't play much, so it was a big doubt before last week when he played Sunday night with Toulouse, finally a full game, that it was something that didn't happen like for almost 3 months. So that was important that he could do a full game with Toulouse. Unfortunately, he was ill 2 or 3 days. But now he's back and he's full of energy, and he wants it so much. He's a really passionate man, a great player, and it's good to have him back. And as the rest of the team, we will need every inch of talent that the players can bring into the game will be useful.
And the final one, I suppose everyone, maybe you would agree, not agree with me, expects Ireland to win at the weekend. What would you say to them, and how do you give the belief to your Italian team that you can be the team to beat Ireland?
Listen, now I cannot say nothing negative. The Irish team absolutely won the right of being favorites. They deserve to have all the bets on them and to have all the admiration of world rugby, because what they do is absolutely amazing, and not since now, since... at least since Joe Smith and the work that is done with Andy Farrell, they can only deserve respect and all the positive comments on them and the capacity of being favorites for this week is just logic based on their performances. But we want to just make sure that we go into that pitch and we offer a real battle, that we go there to represent Italy, and we put our weapons on the pitch, and we give our 100%, not only into the energy, into the passion, but into the plan. And if we can do that, our goal will be done, and it's just a matter of creating a real game, of creating a real game, and not just there to see how well Ireland can play or defend, but we're going to be there and present a real game. And that's a project, that's a plan.
Nice to speak to you, Gonzalo, and all the best on Sunday.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.